G'day, how you going, mate?
Very well, thank you. Now, I've got to ask the obvious question straight off the bat. Sushi Mango, where did the name come from?
Well, it's a funny story. One day, my son, who was 3 years old, was running around the house saying Sushi Mango. My brother and I were sitting at the table trying to figure out what we were going to call this sushi, this comedy page. And he's running around saying, Sushi Mango, Sushi Mango. And I'm like, sweetheart, just be quiet. Your uncle and I are trying to work here. And he's running at Sushi Mango, Sushi Mango. Darling, just be quiet. We're trying to work here. And then Sushi Mango, I'm like, my wife, will you come get your son, please? We're trying to work. And then next thing you know, I said, what about Sushi Mango? And my brother said, I love it. And that's how it happened. It was that light bulb moment. And then, so it took a three-year-old to make up the name.
Has comedy always been in the blood?
Yes, yeah, so I think it has. I mean, we've always been idiots. We just decided to put a camera in front of us. but we've always loved comedy. And it stems all the way back from sitting in front of the TV with my dad, watching the likes of the Marx Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. He was the first person to actually introduce me to Richard Pryor, because we watched Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder in Stir Crazy back very, very long time ago. And so then, you know, you get your Eddie Murphy. And so it's always been there. The love of it has always been there. And I guess people always used to say to my brother and I, you know, and Andrew, you guys should get into comedy. You guys should get into comedy. But at that time, there was no... there was really no, how can I say, it was harder to get into. There was no platform.
Yep.
So it was hard for us to get into, but we got there in the end.
Well, speaking of platforms, obviously now we've got YouTube, Facebook, so many hilarious and amazing videos. I want to know, how do you come up with so much content? Because I'm trying to do a four-hour live show every day, and I have so much trouble trying to find content every day. How do you find the content? Can you give me some ideas?
I'll tell you what. We lived it. That's the content. That's how we find our content. We actually lived this life when we were young. You know, we met these people. We were around these people. See, what we do is not just you know, chucking on a wig and a costume and just take the piss out of the folks that came here before us. It's actually paying homage to them, because it's what we lived. And what we're doing in that time is bringing some nostalgia back to a lot of people's lives, who, you know, because a lot of people aren't with us anymore. So they say to us, oh, mate, that video reminded me of my dad or my grandfather or my auntie or my uncle, whatever it is. So we actually lived it, you know. Some of the stuff that I remember the time when my uncle said to me, when I was your age, I was my age. He actually said that to me in one of my videos, and I'm still trying to work out today, you know, 40 years later, 30 years later, what that actually means. But it was a line that we did in our videos that people absolutely love. The line, someone get me a coffee, please, that my brother says, are you dumb? Like, things like that. We lived through all that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where all the content comes from. And then obviously sometimes we embellish a little bit for comedy purposes. But so I'm sorry, mate. You're going to have to live through some of your stuff before you put it on your show.
Well, I was just thinking about those lines that you just mentioned. Maybe you could put those on T-shirts and sell them.
Well, we've already done that.
Damn, nearly stole that one too.
we've had merch for a very long time now, and it's been great. And then, you know, it all sort of works hand in hand with I guess the nostalgic part of things. And it's a little novelty thing that they give to someone.
I do love your merch.
A lot of dads out there that will be yelling for coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I do love your merch. I thought I might just try and get a different angle somewhere along the line, but, you know, clearly I am so old school, it's not funny. Now, where do the characters come from, mate? Where do they come from? Are they family, friends, made up?
No, they are. Excuse me. A lot of the characters are a mix of family and friends.
Yep.
You know, they're probably not specific, you know, but like, what I can speak for myself, like my character, for example, Johnny, who's my old man character, the dad character I play, here's a bit of my godfather and my one of my dad's uncles, all blended into one. You know, Andrew's plays a little bit like one of his uncles. So it's all a little bit of a mix. It's actually quite funny. One day it's Christmas and we're sitting with my family and my auntie, and my auntie said, "Oh, we're not like an egg." And we said, no, Tia, that's not like you at all. It's exactly her. You know, the women that we play is exactly her. And we were all laughing because she's still not seeing it. But it was definitely the people that we play are people that have been around us and probably influential to us in our lives.
Yep. Fantastic. Joe Salinitri is my guest this afternoon from Sushi Mango. The 2021 tour off the boat. Now, what can fans expect from the concert next year or the performance next year?
Well, we think it's probably going to be at least the 27th or the 28th best show ever. So it's going to be great. No, it's going to be a great show. If you're in Melbourne, coming to see it in Melbourne, it's going to be at the Rod Laver Arena, which is a large arena. So we're, I guess, making a show to fit the space.
Yep.
So it is going to be a funny sketch show. What you see in our videos is it's going to be enhanced as a show. And obviously we're going to try and fill the space as best as possible we can. Full of laughs, full of jokes, full of mucking around. We want people to leave the theatre with sore ribs and sore cheeks, and just tired.
Yep.
And we just want to make sure everyone has a magnificent experience, and we have no doubt that they will.
Is there any plans into the future, maybe 2022 and beyond? I know this is long-term, but for regional areas, say, like Bendigo and Central Victoria?
Yes. We are planning on... we are talking about it at the moment. We are trying to put something together. The hardest part is finding the venues and the timing.
Yep.
But we are trying to put something together. We'd love to come out there to Bendigo and regional areas. We love the people out there. They love us too. They hit us up all the time to try and get out there. So we're trying really hard to do so in the near future.
Yep, totally get it. Tickets are on sale now, ticketek.com.au. Hey, Joe, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much, and all the best, not only with the hilarious videos that are still on YouTube, Facebook, etc., but also with the tour coming up next year.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We're blown away from all the support from everyone. We've been told that we're the only comedy act to ever do two shows at Rod Laver, Australian comedy act. So please, everyone out there who support us, thank you so much. We are also grateful for your help, and come and see the show. You won't regret it. And thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on. Love it. Appreciate it.
An absolute pleasure. Look after yourself. Ticketek.com.au. It's gold. Central Victoria.